Welcome back to Inside the Bears, brought to you by Jimmy John's.
Pat DeGrotto is a huge Bears fan. She even had a Bears-themed wedding in July. But she's been fighting a tough battle since February when she was diagnosed with breast cancer. Pat DeGrotto is tough, just like one of her favorite Bears players, Dick Butkus. Butkus's jersey proudly hangs on her wall.
The shirt he is wearing is back from 1985, where my oldest daughter, she wore. Then it got passed down to my youngest daughter.
Pat has been following the Bears for years. She's so passionate during games that her loud cheers force her to go to a separate part of their home.
If it's a school night for my grandsons, I get kicked out to the garage. But our garage is kind of like another family room, so it's okay. We've got a big TV out there, and I can yell louder out in the garage.
She thinks she should be coach, so Mark, you better watch it.
Christmas Eve 2013 was a joyous day for Pat. Richard, her partner of 18 years, surprised her with an unbelievable gift. He told her their house was paid off.
I could not comprehend that at all, and I kept saying, could that happen? Could that really be? So we're going to come downstairs and watch my grandsons open up presents, and then he said, let's get married. And my reaction was, well, we'll talk about it later, because I still couldn't get that we paid the house off.
Pat accepted Richard's proposal, but the joy soon turned to concern. After a routine checkup in February, Pat received an unsettling call from her radiologist.
When he called, he said, well, I kind of have good news and bad news. So then I knew immediately, you know, there was some cancer where or what. He said the right was good, but the left breast was not. I have not cried once. And I have not let it discourage me. I do not feel sorry for myself. I've been positive really through this whole time, and I think that's the best weapon of all against cancer.
Support has poured in from family, friends, colleagues, and neighbors. Greeting cards she has received make a border around her kitchen, and it now extends into her dining room.
I like to decorate with pinwheels in front of my house. I like a lot of colors. My neighbor down the street found out, so the next day she went and she bought the dollar store out of all the pinwheels, and she put 3 pinwheels on each one of my neighbor's house on this block. I was speechless. I was overwhelmed. And I watch over these pinwheels like they're my children, because every time I see one spins, it's like stronger every day, stronger every day.
As she continued chemotherapy, Pat still had a wedding to prepare for. But this wasn't just any wedding, it was a Bears wedding.
We had a wonderful wedding July 5th, and we made it sort of like a Bears wedding. Our wedding cake was the Chicago Bears cake, and it was hard for me to let them know to cut that cake. I wanted to preserve it. When we came into the reception, the wedding party walked in with Bear Down Chicago Bears. And I know everybody will know now that Rich and I came in with Super Bowl Shuffle. So I think it was awesome.
She's always been a fighter. Her biggest concern was losing her hair. She had long, beautiful blonde hair halfway down her back. And at first, she didn't want to go through with the wedding. She says, no. And then she said, to hell with it. I'm going to beat it. And she got herself everything she needed, the wigs and everything. And she was a gorgeous bride.
According to her doctors, she's responding very well to treatment. She finished radiation in August.
I know some of the treatment, yes, you do get sick from it. But that's one more day closer of getting this out of your system, too. And I consider myself a very strong woman, so it's not getting to me. You know, I said, bring it on. I'm going to take it, and it's going to go away. So, no, I wasn't scared, and I wasn't sad. So keep positive, you know. Get that strength like the Bears. I love you, Dick Butkus. And I every day say, thank you and help the Bears win.
Like most Bears fans, Pat is hoping to see the Monsters of the Midway make it to the Super Bowl.
My request is, I'm strong and I'm fighting this cancer. Come on, guys, let's do it this year. We have to do it this year, so I hope so.
Anthony, what a strong woman. She was so positive and upbeat throughout this entire battle that she's been fighting. And it's always great to see a huge Bears fan like Pat. She just had her whole house was just absolutely decked out. And butt kiss, Singletary, she
Adam.
We'll have to work on that. We'll have to get her some Anthony Adams memorabilia.
Yes.
I'm sure she
We love you, Pat.
She would love that, I'm sure.